This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see skies of blue.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here for another hour here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. But we are giving tons of information. We are live, but we're not taking phone calls, right? It's a taped broadcast with tons of information for you and timely information. And we've talked a number of different things. We just had Karen from Natural Alternative on. We had a full hour with her, tons of great information, tons of different things, right? I mean, it's just the amount that we could have talked about even more is just amazing. There's so much great information that comes from the conversations we have with Karen, right? So I want to say thank you again to Karen, and definitely take a look at their website. You know, go to their website, it's natural-alternative.com. And you can get that information, you know, any of the information we discussed. I love the fact that you're saying, hey, you want to get something for someone else? You want to have it as a Christmas gift? They'll ship it to them just for you. So, pretty good stuff. Again, thank you to Karen for helping us out here and giving us some great information. So, we've talked about a number of things today. One thing, you know, I talk a lot about, you know, is the different, you know, I don't want to call them fads, because I think they make sense. But the leave the leaves and the no mo may, right? I know I talk about it a lot. What I'm noticing and I've been thinking about is I don't really talk about some of the other things you can do for the pollinator plants, right? It's not just about the leave the leaves and no mow May. What else can we do for the pollinators? Now, one thing that has become very popular, which makes a lot of sense, is growing native flowering plants. So we're looking for the native plants to your area. They actually are native to our area, so that means they like the soil, they like the climate, they don't need a lot of fertilizer, they don't need as much irrigation, because they know the area, they know the feeling of the ups and downs, right? What else can we do? For a pollinator garden, we want to make sure we plant in the sun. So your pollinator-friendly plants, the majority of them that will bring the most pollinators, want to be in full sun throughout most of the day. If you think about it, butterfly adults will only feed in the sun. That's where they're going to lay their eggs. That's where they're going to, you know, it's where they're going to go, is the full sun. Now, another thing that we should be doing is looking at a list of pollinator plants. Obviously, we look at some native and then the pollinator plants, and we can go into that in a little bit. But we want to make sure that we sustain flowering throughout the season. It's not just, okay, this one is going to be here in April, and then we're not going to have another flower until July, and then maybe in September, right? We want to have it every month, because all the pollinators are at different times throughout the season, and they're looking for different types of plant to provide the nectar and pollen sources from different areas, right? So that's something to be thinking about. And you hear me talk about a lot grouping your plants indoors when it comes to houseplants. Well, if you want to get the best effect for your pollinators, plant them in groups. Clumping of flowers will bring more pollinators than just a single plant randomly around. And then the big one here, and I think, you know, a lot of us already kind of start to feel this way, but no insecticides, you know, as insecticides have the potential to poison or kill the pollinators. I want you to take a look at some, you know, pollinator plants in Massachusetts. Now, take a look at pollinator plants, but then also what I'd love for you to do, and I think I'm going to go into this direction more of, is Massachusetts native plants that could also be pollinators. Right? That's something else. Because sometimes trees that have the pollen and have those things are better for our pollinators if they're native, right? And a couple of those would be a sugar maple or the eastern white pine. They're both native to our area, vital to local wildlife, and we all know they'll have some pollen on them. Now another one, you know, you want to think about some shrubs that are going to benefit you too. Think about a high bush blueberry. High bush blueberry is native. It's going to give you the fruit of the blueberry. You're going to have the flowers that are going to pollinate. So it's not only going to benefit the pollinators, it's going to benefit you because you're going to eat them. And then it will just continue that process. You know, some of the other things when it comes to, you know, planting these is we want to choose a range of the natives. We don't want to just have one variety, right? We don't want to just have, you know, let's just say, you know, asters or, you know, Rudbeckia, right? We don't want to just have those and that's it, because that's what we like. We want to have other ones. We want to have multiple sources for the pollinators come to you that are also native, because it helps all the local ecosystem. It's not just a little bit here and there. So just keep all these in mind. You know, I bring up these different ideas of what to do, but I want to continue that with others. Now, if you're really interested in native plants, you know, some native trees, a few more native trees, the balsam fir. It's a North American evergreen, right? The white fir or concolor fir. That's another North American type fir, right? Those are definitely something we're thinking about right now when it comes to the Christmas time, right? Balsam fir. You know, hey, plant a few in the backyard, take 7 to 12 years to grow, and then you can cut one down for a Christmas tree. Now, probably not the best idea when I just told you to plant more and do all these things for for the pollinators and the natives, right? But I think you get the idea here of what I'm saying. We need to do a little bit more. It's not just about doing one of these things. It's about continuing on with all of that. And so, you know, we want to bring in butterflies. We want to bring in bees to the yard. And it's not just about a few plants here and there. So, I mean, think about some plants to add, right? Asters is a good one. The milkweed is another great one. Roses, right? Certain roses. The rose Virginiana, it's more like a rugosa type, wants it. Pussy willows. Here's one that most people look at it and say, well, that's a weed. Is the goldenrod. Right? It's not a weed. It's not the one you're thinking about. It's not the one that gives you allergies and you can't have it because you're allergic to it. This one has, native. It also has, it's a pollinator plant for our area. Not necessarily completely native to the area, but it is a pollinator plant in our area. I apologize. So these are just some options for us. So we'll continue the discussion as time permits, but let's think native plants, let's think pollinators, let's think of some different ones here. So we're going to take a break. When we get back, more information on what we can be doing in our yard this coming spring and for future months. So we'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
So don't need to make any calls. We're just giving you tons of information. I'm out for a bit, so I am not going to be, you know, live taking calls. So I wanted to give you live information. So I taped these guys ahead of time. So just wanted to throw that to you. Be back soon. Just need a little bit of time. Now we're talking about natives, right? There is a website out there called grownativemass.org. And on their front page, they have this really cool spot where you can click onto it, right? And it's not on their homepage. It's under Great Resources, Plant Lists and Landscape Guides, and then the Native Plants That Attract Pollinators. I bring this up because it actually has this list of trees and shrubs that are native plants that attract in New England. But what it does, right, so it gives you the botanical name, gives you the common name, color of the flower, how big it gets, when it blooms, what it needs for sun, and then what pollinator is most likely to come to it. And how cool is that? So just to get a few others that I want to bring up for you here, you know, when it comes to a tree or a shrub, right, there's a service berry. So the Amelanchier canadensis, right, a service berry. It blooms in the early spring. It has a white flower, can be about 12 feet tall, and it actually, the pollinator is bees and butterflies, not just bees. That might be a good one to have in the yard for early spring. Then we've got like a shrub form here is a kalmia. So the mountain laurel has white to pink colors, blooms in early summer, sun to part shade. But this one only has bees that pollinate it. But here's the cool feature that's at the end here, is it will tell you a larval host, which means some sort of other pollinator will form off of that plant because it's most likely to be reproduced onto that plant. And so for that area, for this Kelmia, the northern blue butterfly is one that is its larval host. Just something kind of different, kind of cool. Now, I mentioned earlier the high bush blueberry. The low bush blueberry can be also used, but it's a larval host for the brown elfin butterfly. Few perennials to take a look at and what they do, right? So one called the white turtlehead. You've seen it before. Shalone glabra is its name. But one of the cool things is the pollinator that it brings is the bumblebees, not the bees, but bumblebees and hummingbirds. So kind of cool, a little bit different. But as you go down this list, you definitely find different items, different plants that you can plant. I think it's just such a cool idea to have these out in front. You know, take a look at what pollinators are going to come to the yard. And then, get it to make sense in your yard. Because this list is all for New England, all native to this area pollinators. You can take a look and make sure they're going to do well in your yard, but the majority of this list will go well in New England here. I like to make sure, like I'm finding, a monarch butterfly will go on it, like the sundial lupine, right? That is bees, butterflies, and the monarch butterfly will be the pollinator for it, right? I don't want just the bees out there. I want to have something else that I know is a good pollinator, but is also pretty to look at. Bring in some of the hummingbirds as well, right? So these are all types that we want. Now, the one I want you to look at, too, about planting would be the swamp milkweed. That right there, the larval host for the monarch butterfly. So if you plant anything next year, look at planting the swamp milkweed. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
Do you want the best-looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with their new, easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging your lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
USA News Update. This Sunday, at least 6 people have been killed and more than 20 hurt as a monster tornado tears across Tennessee. Homes and businesses destroyed. The wind so powerful, cars and trucks tossed. Damage reported in Madison, Hendersonville, Rutherford, Clarksville, and Nashville. In other news, an Ivy League school loses a controversial leader. The president of the University of Pennsylvania, Liz McGill, resigning after a huge backlash. Donors, alumni, and students have been pressuring her to step down after after her abysmal performance on Capitol Hill, where she was unable to answer to her inaction about anti-Semitism on campus, her comments sparking public outrage. Two other university presidents at Harvard and MIT also facing calls to leave their posts as Jewish students come forward with their concerns about the rise of anti-Semitism on their campuses. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
And welcome back to the Paul Perry Garden Club. No phone number needed today, just tons of information coming to you with, 4 hours of taped broadcast prior to today, but tons of good info, right? We've been talking about pollinators. We've been talking about different things that we can do to plant, right? You know, this website that I was discussing in the previous segment was grownativemass.org. You could spend hours looking at some things here. But I will say, just, you know, kind of go in and look at some of the resources. That's a good one to do, right? You know, we're talking native plants, we're talking pollinators, but what are native plants? So native plants, in one word, easy, is local, right? These are plants that have been growing in a particular habitat or region or area for thousands of years or even longer. They've adapted to the climate, the light, the soil conditions, everything. They have that relationship with other plants, animals, fungus, insects, all these things. They all go in that ecosystem and continue. Now in Massachusetts, I will say, we consider all the plants that grew here prior to European colonization to be native. So, anything before certain time frames, right? That's what's going to tell us what's native. Now, why are native plants so important? So, native plants host the insects that we need. They bring those insects that will benefit us by pollinating plants or taking care of some of the other parts of our ecosystem. You know, maybe it's food source for certain birds in the area. It's not just about the plants and feeding. You know, it's about, you know, different areas. You know, the without ponds and those types of things, teeming with the insect life, there'd be no spring peepers or amphibians. So insects are vital for that. You know, obviously, you know, the pollination system is made possible by natives. Natives are a great pollinator because they know the area and they've adapted to it. Now, another thing and another reason why natives are so important is their host-specific Lepidoptera, or the butterfly and moth, right? Many butterflies and moths are host-specific, and they can only reproduce if their eggs are on a single plant genus or species that is edible to their larva. So the monarch butterfly. It is widely understood to be only able to survive and reproduce on milkweed. So the monarch butterfly. I mentioned it as I was going to break the last time. Milkweed needs to be planted in your yard if you want to take care of the monarch butterflies. Right? So right now, in Massachusetts, more than 25% of all butterfly species are in serious decline and are considered of conservation concern. It's just, I mean, so this is why native. This is why pollinators, right? You hear, like, for years upon years, endangered species when it came to animals. We don't talk about the littler parts of this and what it's going to do. I mean, we do talk about it a lot. I can't say we don't talk about it, but I don't talk about it enough, right? So, I want you to take a look at this website. I think it's great with tons of information, tons of, you know, like a huge database. They have one here, you know, I wish I'd found this, you know, a couple weeks ago when we were talking about different books to get for Christmas. There's still time, so you can take a look at it. You know, maybe looking at getting some native plant books. You know, there's a couple out there, like Native Trees, Shrubs, and Vines, A Guide to Using, Growing, and Propagating North American Woody Plants by William Kalina, right? He also wrote a book, Native Ferns, Mosses, and Grasses. There's a number of these books looking like native shrubs and northeast landscapes. Summer wildflowers of the northeast. Native plants of the northeast. Right? These are all good books that we should be looking at that we could give the gardener. Say, hey, here's a little bit more information so you can look into it and know more. But native plants are super important to our area. Now, you can get as specific as certain, just go on certain varieties, different styles, up to you. But I think trying to get something with a bunch of information is the way to go. You know, just go online, take a look at Native Plants for Massachusetts books, right? Or the Northeast. Native Shrubs for the Northeast. And see if there's some books out there. And those were a couple that I mentioned to you. So definitely want you to, you know, do some reading over the winter months. Do some learning. It is so important to get up to speed with all the new things that are happening out there. The new plants, the new regulations, new everything, right? So just think about it. It's best to, you know, to get this information during the winter months because you have that extra time. You know, they say it's not the best time of year because it's so dark. Well, think about bright things like plants. And just get used to something, you know, just learn about them and get some good information. So definitely worth it. Another website that I'd love for you to take a look at with pollinator information is gardenia.net. So it's www.gardenia.net, GARDENIA.net. That has some great information there as well. And it's not just about pollinators. They have planting ideas, how to grow some plants, different, you know, garden designs. And it's all for different areas. So take a look at it. I think it's worth your time to do some of this extra research. You know, instead of me just saying, do this one thing. And I know when it comes to leave the leaves, I've been really all about the fact that it's not just a one season and done. But what is the next thing we can do? What's the next season? And that's bringing in those pollinators. And then it's how we practice in the yard. You know, how we take care of the non-beneficial insects, right? Do we look at it and say, oh, I'm just going to spray it? No. Do we look at it and maybe say, let's bring in some predatory type insects that are going to get other insects, and then it's one of the most organic ways out there. So that's something to be, you know, looking at the next thing. So, honestly, doing some research this time of year is something I think we should be doing more of. This is the time of year. So next spring, we're ready to go. We're just like, let's go. Let's start planting. Let's get this done. I want these plants. I want those plants. I'm going to put this here, and I'm going to do this there, and we're ready to go. So just some, you know, few more things to be thinking about. You know, well, you have that list about a mile long because we're only 15 days away from Christmas and you still have to make this and do this and invite the family and you haven't sent the Christmas cards. I get it. You know, wait till after Christmas to do it. But we're, you know, lot to try to keep your minds onto the garden throughout the year. Now, again, we are live, but it's a taped broadcast, so no calls, just giving information. We've had a great, you know, we're almost at full 4 hours here. We've had a great 4 hours of tons of information for you guys that, you know, will be up live on the website. You can go to our website at paulparent.com and go to the Listen Live, and it'll actually bring you to the GCN website where you can listen to previous hours, those types of things. So it's great, right? You can definitely hear the old shows. You can hear, you know, weeks before. You can hear last year. You can hear 5 years ago. So all those are up there. So just some things to be thinking about. Now, Christmas, like I said, 15 days away. We talked earlier about using some greens, some you know, the garlands out there, the wreaths out there, all those things. I want to mention again, you know, when you're done with them this year, don't just throw them in the garbage. Take the ornaments or the decorations that you've put on all of these, you know, throw those away. Unless it's more of like a natural pod or, you know, a natural cone. Those can, you know, go back outside. But the idea here is use what you were using as a protection for your perennials, your veggie garden, your, you know, tender shrubs. Put those around your plants. But take off, you know, those decorations. It doesn't necessarily have to be a wreath. It can be the garland, right? Yeah, there's going to be some wire in there. But as it breaks down, you can get rid of that. Now, when it comes to the wreath, you don't have to leave that metal ring in there. You can get rid of it if you want, or you can leave it and then deal with it in the spring. Yeah, it'll rust, but it's not going to cause damage to the garden. So use these for another season. I also talked about, you know, your Christmas tree. When you're done with the Christmas tree this year, don't just throw it to the curb and put it into the dumpster, right? Bring it out into the woods in the backyard if you have woods, or even if you have just a few trees out there. There's wildlife out there that are looking for some sort of protection for those winter months. So leaning that tree on its side, just barely, it doesn't have to be all the way up, that can help protect a small animal during the winter months. birds can pull from it and take some, you know, build a nest in there in the spring. Again, take all the ornaments, take all those things off, and then put it out there. But don't just have it, you know, at the end of the road and just it's gone. You know, unless, you know, hey, you found a place that's going to chip it and make some mulch out of it, or they're going to put it into a compost pile. That's great, too. Check out, you know, local farmers. See if they need something, you know, some Christmas trees to put in an area to just create a wind block. Don't just get rid of something like that. I just want you to think about it, and that there are other uses at the end of the season. You know, Christmas trees, when they're cut, so many are replanted year after year, so that's why we still get more and more every year. And there are other ways to protect the animals out there, but this is just a nice, simple, easy way. So, keep it in mind. Something to think about this year. Don't just throw it away. Reuse it and help the local animals. We're going to take a break here. We'll get back. We'll wrap up the show. Stay tuned. We'll be back in a few.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
For a beautiful lawn and garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Liquid Plant Foods by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery. Ask for Dramatic Plant Foods. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Plant Food for dramatic results.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We're right at the end here, and we're wrapping up the show, but we are taping the show, so it is a live broadcast, but no phone calls, so no phone number needed. We've talked about so many different things today. We've talked about your Christmas trees. We've talked about house plants and the different plants to bring inside, right? We've talked with Karen from Natural Alternative. We talked to her for an hour today, which I think tons of information that I think is worth it to listen to. And then we've been talking about pollinators, right? All tons of different things, all different sides of the map, but all information that you can be, you know, interested in. So definitely, I want you to go into next season, next spring, with all the different ideas of what else we can do in the garden, right? We've done everything we can to protect the garden for the winter months. We've said, all right, we're going to do it this way. We're taking care of it this way. Now let's look at expanding the garden. You know, I mentioned it earlier a couple hours in. I would rather have to expand a garden than start over every year, right? If we don't take care of our plants and protect our investment, we're starting over every year when it comes to our garden. But if we do these things and we protect our plants, we spray them with wiltproof, we put compost around them, we water them until the ground freezes, we do all these things, we can expand our garden versus starting over every year. So I just want you to think about that when it comes to the garden, and say, if I'm going to build more, I got to make sure I take care of it and protect it as well. Right? So it's not just a one and done. I think I you know, that's a lot of what we talk about here. It's not just one and done when it comes to our plants or a season or the use of our products that we talk about. It's about multiple uses and having it for longer periods of time. You know, you can do the same when it comes to the houseplants we were discussing, right? You take care of them the right way. You bring them inside and outside during the certain years. And then you take care of it. You can have these for years. And you're taking care of the inside of your house with this and bringing that happiness that plants bring us inside with you year-round. Now, the pandemic was one thing where people were buying more and more plants for their inside of their house. They're buying more plants for outside and really getting involved in the garden, which is great, right? I hate that it had a pandemic to bring it to that, but it's great that it did happen, right? And a lot of people are still involved with these things and have come up with more and more ideas of which ways we should be going because we've jumped in it again. It's kind of like the old Victory Garden, right? The Victory Garden back in the World Wars was ways to, produce more and get more out of the garden, do all these things. But this is kind of like the same thing. We're getting more ideas. Forgive me, it's not the same exact thing, but it's on the same idea of it. It's bringing more information to it and saying we can do more with this. We're obviously not feeding people like the Victory Garden was. I'm talking more of just the ideas that come of it. Because the Victory Garden brought ideas of how we should be planting more and doing more here, taking care of things this way, etc. That's kind of what just happened with some of the plants. People are now into it. Now they're learning more about it and bringing more information forward that was never there. So that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm discussing. It's not the same when it comes to all the details, just the theory behind it. Anyways, we got about 45 seconds left. That's going to do it for today. I appreciate everybody for listening. I'll be back soon. I have a few more broadcasts that we're going to be taping for this as I'm out for a bit, getting some, as I call it, preventative maintenance. We do it for our cars. We do it for our machinery. We do it for our lawnmowers. We might as well do it for ourselves. So as always, I say this, get out there or in there, plant something, be good to each other. It's where all we got. This time of year, enjoying each other's company. Remember that. Be good to each other. We'll talk soon. Have a great one.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.